Welcome to Torah Timach Hanach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Shalvi Friedman, and today we'll be studying Sefer Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Zayin, the 37th Perek. If you recall, we're in the middle of a story where Rav Shakeh has come and threatened Am Yisrael, standing on the wall and making sure that everybody hears him degrade HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chizkiyahu's messengers hear this, and they're incredibly distressed by it. They tear their clothing and they go and give the information over to Chizkiyahu himself. And that's where our perek begins. Pasuk Aleph. Vayhi kishemoa hamelech Chizkiyahu v'yikreis begadav. Chizkiyahu hears this news and he tears his clothing. V'yitkas besak v'yavo beis Hashem. And he puts himself in sackcloth and he goes to the Beis HaMikdash. And then he does something interesting. Pasuk Beis tells us, V'yishlach es el yakim v'es asher al habayis v'es shevna ha-sofer v'es sikne ha-kohanim mitkasim besakim el Yeshayahu ben Amoz HaNavi. He sends people to go ask Yeshayahu what to do. And there's a discussion in the Gemara about whether he should have gone to Yeshayahu himself or not, but that's beyond the scope of our conversation. Here is the message that he sends to Yeshayahu. V'yamru elav ko omar Chizkiyahu. Chizkiyahu has said, Yom tzara v'tochecha una'at. This is an incredibly difficult and shameful day. Because the sons, and here the sons being Am Yisrael, have come to the Mashber, and the Mashber is the birthing stool, and they don't have birth, they don't have koach to give birth. Chizkiyahu uses a very unique imagery. He describes a woman giving birth, except instead of the woman, he's saying it's the child who's about to be born, which is Am Yisrael. And he's saying, this is a crisis. The word for birthing stool, mashber, is the same word in Hebrew for crisis, because it could be one of two things. It could be the most positive outcome you can possibly imagine, a human being is born, or it could be a tragedy. The mother and the child could die. That's the moment of childbirth. It's a moment of incredible potential, but it's also very dangerous. It's a crisis. And he says the same thing is true here. One of two things can happen. Either this could be a moment where we manage to break the incredibly terrible cycles of idol worship and betraying HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and we can do teshuvah and become close to Hashem, or it could be a moment which breaks Am Yisrael and leads to the churban, the destruction. And he says to Yeshayahu the following. He says, Ola yishma Hashem elokecha es divrei Rav Shakeh. If only God could hear the words of Rav Shakeh, Asher shalcho melech Asher Adonav lecharef Elokim Chai. Rav Shakeh, who was sent by Sancheriv, who's coming and cursing Hashem, v'hochiach b'dvarim Asher shema Hashem Elokecha. If only Hashem heard, then he would do justice for what has been said. So Yeshayahu, please, v'nasata tefila ba'ad hasherit hanimtza. Can you please go and daven for us? Daven on our behalf to HaKadosh Baruch Hu to save us from this threat that Rav Shakeh has brought. Pasuk Hei tells us, Vayavau avde hamelech Chizkiyahu Yeshayahu. The servants go to Yeshayahu, Vayomer aleihem Yeshayahu, and Yeshayahu responds as follows. Vayomer aleihem Yeshayahu, kotomrun el adonechem, go tell your master Chizkiyahu, ko amar Hashem, this is what God said, al tira mipnei hadvarim asher shamata, don't be afraid of what you heard, asher gidfu na'are hamelech, melech Ashurati, that the na'arim, the young servants of the king of Ashur, have cursed me. And here he uses the word na'ar intentionally to say, you Chizkiyahu see this Rav Shakeh as a big threat, you see him as a sar, an officer of the king. He's not an officer of the king. In fact, he's just a nobody. He is just a na'ar. He's a young kid. Hinani noten bo ruach. Hashem says, here, I'm going to solve the problem for you. I will give a spirit, a rumor, into the ears of Rav Shakeh. V'shama shamua. He's going to hear some news. V'shav el arzo. And he will turn around and go back to his land. V'hipaltiv b'cherev b'arzo. And he will die in his land. In other words, what's going to happen now is Rav Shakeh is going to turn around based on some rumor that he hears, miraculously respond to that rumor, leave, and go back to Sancheirev and not come close to destroying Am Yisrael. And we have to ask ourselves, why? Because we know that even though the threat of Rav Shakeh amounts to nothing, what's going to happen later on is that Sancheirev is going to surround Yerushalayim, and that will bring about the destruction of the entire Assyrian army. So why doesn't Hashem make the Assyrian miracle happen now? And there's a couple of reasons. The bottom line is the timing is not right. It's not yet time for Assyria to fall. And therefore, Assyria cannot threaten Israel entirely or Yerushalayim at this point. Why is it not time for the Assyrian army to fall? A couple of things. At this point, the king of Ashur has not yet conquered Cush. And after he conquers Cush, a couple things happen. Number one, it fulfills the prophecy that Hashem says that the Assyrians will conquer Cush. And number two, they get lots and lots of spoils from Cush, and they bring them to Yerushalayim, and they're carrying them with them when they besiege Yerushalayim. And therefore, when the Assyrian army is destroyed, Chizkiyahu receives all those spoils from Cush. So right now, Hashem makes miracle number one happen with the Assyrians. The Assyrians are going to turn around and go home. And only later, after the conquering of Cush, after the conquering of Mitzrayim, will the Assyrians come back to Yerushalayim, besiege Yerushalayim, which will ultimately bring about their destruction. And so that's what happens. Rabshakeh hears a rumor, and he turns around, and he heads back to Sancheriv. But before he does, he leaves a menacing threat. As Pasuk Yod tells us, Ko tomrun al Chizkiyahu melech Yehuda lemor, go tell Chizkiyahu, saying, Al yisa'acha elokecha asher atah boteach bo lemor. Don't believe the God that you believe in. Don't believe him when he tries to convince you, saying, Lo tinaten Yerushalayim b'yad melech Asher, that Yerushalayim won't fall to the hands of the Assyrians. Because Yerushalayim will. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Hine atasha mata asher asu malche Asher l'chol arzot l'achrimam v'atah tenatzel. You've heard everything that Asher has done with all the other lands. Do you think that you special, that you're going to be saved? Do you think that the gods of all the other nations saved them when my forefathers killed them? And he lists a whole bunch of places. He says, we destroyed Gozan, Haran, Retzef, Bnei Eden. We'll be back, and we're going to get you when we get back. And Chizkiyahu reads this letter. Ve'yikach Chizkiyahu es hasfarim miyad hamelachim. He takes this note and he reads it. Ve'ya'al beis Hashem. And he goes up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, goes up to the beis HaMikdash. Ve'yifrasehu Chizkiyahu lifnei Hashem. And he prostrates himself before Hashem. And it's interesting here that unlike before, when there was a threat from Asher, he sends a message through Yishayahu, and he speaks to God through Yishayahu. Here, on the other hand, he speaks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And perhaps we can use the telling of this story in Divrei Hayamim to really give us an understanding of what's going on here. And Divrei Hayamim describes how after Sancheriv threatens Am Yisrael through Shevna, Chizkiyahu has an entire rededication of the Beis HaMikdash. He cleans up the Beis HaMikdash. He reinaugurates it. He has an incredibly powerful Pesach Sheni with the Korban Pesach. He institutes a total religious revival. And perhaps that's why over here, he goes up to the Beis HaMikdash and he davens to Hashem directly. Now maybe he feels like he has the clout. He has what's needed. He's deserving of a relationship directly with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Also, a lot of Chizkiyahu's religious experience revolves around the Beis HaMikdash. When he davens, he does it at the Beis HaMikdash because he really feels like that's his card. That's his get-in card here with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we're going to see that in the tefillah that he davens to Hashem. The tefillah takes up psukim yud dalad to chaf. So it's quite a long davening that he davens to Hashem, and he says as follows. Hashem tzvakos, Hashem master of legions, Elokei Yisrael, the God of Israel, Yoshev hakruvim, who is dwelling in the kruvim. Once again, we noticed that he is recalling the Beis HaMikdash imagery. He's almost hinting to the fact that it is the efforts that he made in the Beis HaMikdash that will be his winning card and allow him to get his tefillahs answered. Atahu Elokim levadcha lakom amlachos haaretz. You're the only king in all the heavens. Atas yisas shamayim ve'es haaretz. You have made the heavens and the earth. Hatei Hashem oznecha u'shma pekach es einecha u're'e. Hashem, listen. Hashem, hear. Shma is called divrei Sancheriv. Listen to the horrible things that Sancheriv is saying. Lecharef Elokim chai, to insult you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Amnam Hashem. However, Hashem, hecherivu malche asher es kol artzos ve'es artzam. Asher has indeed successfully destroyed all these other lands. V'natanis Eloheihem ba'esh, and he's destroyed their gods. Ki lo Elohim hem, Elokim chehema, because they are not you, Hashem. Ki im ma'asei yedei adam etz ve'even. They are meaningless. So yes, the reason why Asher was successful up until now is because people weren't davening to the real God. Atahu Hashem Elokeinu, but now Hashem, you are our God. Hoshi'enu miyado, you must save him from our hands. V'yed'ukom mamlachos ha'aretz ki atahu levadecha, so that there should be a tremendous kiddush Hashem when everyone realizes that you are the true God. If no other God on this paganistic earth is able to defeat Sancheriv, and you, Hashem, are, well, that's the greatest kiddush Hashem you can possibly imagine. And remember, Kiddush Hashem is really what Chizkiyahu is going for. That's why he reinaugurates the Beis HaMikdash. That's why he has everybody learning Torah night and day. And that's really, this isn't about Chizkiyahu at all. This is about Hashem. V'yishlach Yishayahu ben Amoz el Chizkiyahu le'mor. Kaddish Baruch Hu sends an answer to Chizkiyahu through Yishayahu, saying as follows, Ko Amar Hashem Elokei Yisrael, this is what Hashem tells you regarding this king Sancheriv that you have davened about. Pasuk Chaf Beis, Zeh HaDavar Asher Diber Hashem Elav, this is what Hashem is saying regarding the king Sancheriv. Bazalacha la'agalacha besulas bat Zion. Yerushalayim is compared to a besula, a virgin, and says the Mitzudas David, because they've never been conquered before. The unconquerable Yerushalayim will make a mockery of you, will disgrace you. Acharecha rosh henia bas Yerushalayim. She will shake your head at you. Because et miche rafta vegidafta, because who have you insulted and have you cursed? Al miheri mosakol, who have you lifted your, up your voice against? Vetisa maromenecha, and you became arrogant against? Al kadosh Yisrael. Asher, you're messing with the wrong people. You've finally met your fate. You've met your match in Yerushalayim. Because beyad avadecha cherafta Hashem, because it was through your messenger, and you didn't even have the respect to do it yourself. You sent a messenger to insult HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and you said that you're going to come and you're going to destroy Yerushalayim, but you won't. Because, Pasuk Chavav, Halosha Matel Merachok, haven't you heard from what happened? Rachok, yeah, distance doesn't mean physical distance, but in time, from long ago, Ota Siti Mimei Kedem, the Yitzartiha. Hashem says, I'm the Bal HaBayis, yeah. I have been running this show. I created the world. I decree everything that happens. I allowed you to rise up, and I'm going to destroy even your most fortified cities. I know where you're camping, I know where you're going and where you're returning. And you're provoking me. Hashem says, I'm the boss, and you're not on good footing with the boss, with me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ya'an hitragazcha elai, since you have made me angry, v'sha'anancha ala ba'oznayin, your mockery has come to my ears, v'samti chichi ba'apecha, I will put a hook on your nose. And you can imagine an animal that has a hook on their nose in order to force them to go a specific direction. U'mitgi b'sfatecha, and I will put a brittle in your mouth to you can also, an animal that's got a thing that stops it from biting. And I'm going to send you back on the way that you've come. And the Malbim points out these two different things. The hook on the nose means you can't go where you want to. And the bridle in your mouth, you can't, you have to stop cursing. You won't be able to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu anymore. You're going to be stuck. And Hashem says to Chizkiyahu via Yeshayahu, don't worry, I will destroy Asher. I will make sure that they will never conquer you. And I'll give you a proof of this. And this is the sign that you will have to know that I'll take care of you. You will eat the overgrowth in the first year and what's left behind in the second year. The siege had left them so hungry that there was nothing to eat. Here's the promise, Hashem says, but in the third year, you will plant, you will reap, you will harvest, and you will eat the fruit of your labor. There's going to be a tremendous bracha that will come from the land. In other words, Rashi points out these two brachas go hand in hand. The bracha of our enemies being destroyed, Sancheriv being destroyed, and the land once again producing fruit, that people will no longer be hungry anymore. Pasuk Lamed Beis tells us, Kimi Yerushalayim teitzei she'irisu pleita mehar Tzion, because from Yerushalayim will come forth the remnants of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim will survive. And on the other hand, Pasuk Lamed Gimel, Achen kom ha'arishim ha'melech Asher. But Asher will not. This is what I tell Asher, Lo yavo el ha'ir hazot, you will not come to this land, to Yerushalayim, v'lo yireh sham chetz, you will not raise up an arrow, v'lo yakimena magen, v'lo yishpoch aleha solela, you will not set up camp there, and you will not hurt anybody there, and you will not be able to proceed to conquer Yerushalayim. B'derech asher ba yashuv, the way that you came, you're going to go back the same way, v'el ha'ir hazot lo yavo, and you will not come to the city. And thus we know this is what ultimately happens, that Sancheriv's entire army encamped around doesn't succeed in conquering Am Yisrael. Pasuk lamed vav vayetze malach Hashem vayekeh b'machane Asher. And here finally we have a description of the poetic event which is described throughout the Sefer, where a malach comes and smites all of Asher, 185,000 soldiers of Asher fall, and in the morning, Yerushalayim wakes up, the people of Yerushalayim wake up, and everybody is dead. There is no more Assyrian army encamped around them. And Sancheriv himself runs away, and he goes to Nineveh. And the Perek ends describing for us that his own sons kill him. They kill him, and then they go to the land of Ararat, and that is the end of the Assyrian Empire. Our learning today was sponsored L'Refua Shalema L'Yonina Sima Bas Daphne Hinda Jennifer Hayakara Shalano ולפצועי צהל, אחינו היקרים, בתוך שער חולי ישראל, נינה וחיים שנקה.